Is there a link between the dangerous, odorless gas found in some basements and fracking? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. There's concern about the Marcellus Shale, the rock formation being fracked in Pennsylvania, because it's especially radioactive, and whether that's contributing to radon gas in houses here. The state estimates 40% of Pennsylvania homes have radon levels above what the Environmental Protection Agency considers actionable, meaning something should be done. And EPA says indoor radon contributes to 21,000 lung cancer deaths annually. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant has looked at a variety of scientific studies about this and joins me. Julie, the state says radon levels are rising across Pennsylvania. Does fracking activity play into that?
Well, it depends on who you ask. The DEP tested natural gas at wellheads, power plants, places like that, and found it's adding such a small amount of radon into people's homes that it's not a problem. But researchers at Johns Hopkins University analyzed nearly a million home radon tests in Pennsylvania and found the closer people live to fracking wells, the more likely radon was increasing in their homes. The DEP criticizes that study, by the way.
So what does that mean for our risk of lung cancer from radon?
Well, that's what researcher Elizabeth Kasman looked into with her team at Carnegie Mellon University. She was so freaked out about radon in Marcellus gas, she stopped using her stove. And then she tested gas in the pipelines.
We took all the worst cases, and still it came out to a non-scary risk level. And that's when I calmed down about cooking. I'm cooking again.
Kasman says if you're still worried about it, you can just open a window.
Okay, well, thanks, Julie.
Sure thing.
We have more of Julie Grant's reporting on this and those radon studies at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. A new moon, when the night sky is at its darkest, is a great time to observe moths in the summertime. So that's when I met Chatham University professor Ryan Utes at their Eden Hall campus east of Pittsburgh. Utes and his students have set up a 4x8-foot whiteboard at the edge of a field, and it's lit to attract the up to 1,500 species of moths that might show up.
Plenty of species we know very, very little about in terms of their ecology, their life history. Moths are studied by, like 1/10 the amount of time people spend studying butterflies.
He or a student is here every morning at 5 o'clock to photograph each moth they see on the board.
So there was a sphingid moth here somewhere. Yeah, get an up-close look at this one. Horizontal stripes there. The abdomen is sticking out and making a point. Usually, if you have an insect, you have to take it into the lab and look at several orders of magnification to even get to genus. But here we're able to get to species just with an image like this.
The photos are uploaded to a page on a national site that's tracking moths across the U.S. and even Costa Rica.
Understanding the ecology of these organisms is important. Many moths are pollinators.
They also eat decaying leaves in forests and are food for birds, bats, and reptiles. Utes and others want to understand how climate change and development could be affecting moths. Plus, he says, they're just pretty.
It feels like just a wall full of gems.
Utes says they're looking for more volunteers to keep the project going. Head to our website to see some of their specimens, AlleghenyFront.org. And that's it for the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple.